Yanibingelela naphi nalaphi lani khona noma nithola nisekhosombeni ngibingelela nonke ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
I greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, wherever you may find yourself listening to this service at this moment.
Abanye bethu abekho isebenzi siphumile behambela amagantsheni bothatha inkonzo.
Many of the co-workers have gone out to various branches to take services there.
Abanye bethu bahambile bothatha umngcwabo le ngakoSwayimani. Abanye bayele eSkhot bothatha khona imtshezi umngcwabo futhi.
Some have gone to Swaiman and some to Eskort. Both of those places, there are funerals.
Usho ukuthi amagantsha abazalwane maningi kakhulu.
Brethren, there are so many branches.
Usho ukuthi njengoba siyisebenzi nje sithola sibancane kakhulu ukuthi sihambele yonke lezi ndawo.
And as co-workers, we find ourselves not able to cover all those different places.
Balokhu beshilo nje bethi fikani, fikani siyandinga.
And so many places they say, please come, we need you.
Ushuthi izolo bengithola lelo cingo nje ukuthi hawu sizani nifike siyandinga bazalwane noma bekhona beqhuba bathi kodwa babadinga isebenzi la kwasiza abantu.
Just yesterday I got a phone call from one of the branches saying, please come and visit us. Yes, there are those who take the services there, but they say we need you there from KwaZulu-Bantu Mission to also come and visit us.
Abanga ukuthi inkonzo mani iqeda ngo past 12, lungisise mhlambe kuze kushaye 6, ubone ukuthi bekunesidingo esikhulu.
Now think about it. If you finish the service, it comes out at 12:30, and then immediately you start counseling, and you continue counseling until 6 in the evening, what a great need there is. And God, through His working, creates that hunger and need in people's hearts for the gospel.
Abanye sebefisa ngathi ungahanjelwa neyikole kushunqayela ivangeli bayacela impela ukuthi bekubaluleke kakhulu ukuhanjelwa nokweyikole kushunqayelwe khona.
Some of the burden on their hearts of the schools saying the gospel is so needed in the schools, so we need to have an outreach to various schools.
Bebekubona othisha ukuthi kubaluleke kangakanani uma beyifika isebenzi sithathe inkonzo.
And the teachers from those schools, they saw what a difference it made to them when the different teams came to visit them, bring the gospel, and they need more of that. Because the young people desperately need the gospel. Even older people need the gospel.
Umuntu akazifuneli yena ukuthi sengifuna ukushada.
Now, young people, just to touch on this point with regards to you, young people don't seek marriage for yourself.
U-Adam wayengalindela ukuthi uzothola unkosikazi.
Adam didn't expect to receive a wife.
Manje kabasha kwangathi impela kulezo zinto bagcilazekile. Insizwa intombi igcilazekile ukuthi sifuna umshado nje impilo yazo kubusa umshado nje enqondweni yazo.
But with many young people, young men, young women, that's all that rules their hearts and their minds that they are busy with. Whom am I going to get married to?
Umezoqoka uzoqoka ngendlela ukuthi ufuna insizwa zimbone, nensizwa izoqoka ngendlela ukuthi ufuna intombi zimbone.
And when girls and men, young men get dressed, they do it with a motive that they want to be noticed by the opposite sex.
Lokho ngokufakaza ngami.
And that I also want to testify concerning myself.
Ngangithi ngoshada ngineminyaka u-40.
I thought when I was a young man, I'd get married at the age of 40.
Yamashumi amane ngithi impela hawu. ngoba ngikhombisile insizwa ukuthi kuyahlala kungekho lutho nje ukufisa ukuthi ungashada nentombi.
I thought I'd set an example to all the young men that you can live as a pure young man without being ruled by this desire to get married.
Umedlula unkosikazi oqala ngathi ngoba washona ngase ngithi hayi ke sekwenele.
But then I got married at a young age, and then the Lord led it like that. And then when my wife passed away, I said, well, that's it. Now I'll remain single for the rest of my life.
Yes, wanjalo ukuthi uma ungazifunela into izela yona.
But now do you see, when you don't go out seeking for something, the Lord brings it to you.
Ngalokho ngikhuza le nto ebusayo enhlizweni zabasha. Umuntu omusha sezoqoka ngendlela ukuthi ngabe intombi ziyambona yini, nentombi igqoke ngendlela ukuthi ngazi insizwa ziyangibona yini. Ngisho ukuhamba kwakhe sizobona indlela ahamba ngayo ukuthi uhamba ngandlelani.
And by that I want to correct you young people and reprimand you that you don't dress in a way with this motive. I want to be noticed, a young man getting dressed in a way that the girls will notice him, and a young woman getting dressed in a way that the men will notice her. That ought not to be like that.
Angiphathike mase kuya kunomcimbi othile, indlela azodla ngayo, imfoloko azoyibamba ngayo, indlela azonomedli aphula uzolidla ngendlela enomehluko.
And even the way they walk in a way where they walk that you can just see they want to be noticed the way they walk. And even if they had some function, even the way that she holds the knife and fork, she wants to be seen that she's so elegant. And maybe the way that she eats the apple, you know, it's got to catch the eye. That's a worldly lifestyle. And then Satan will rule such a person through the lust of the flesh.
Wathi omunye ngengimbalule ngegama uma sekungene isono sempigogo sihamsana nenkanuko.
Somebody said, I won't mention who it was, that when the sin of pride comes in, it goes together with the sin of lust.
Umuntu uma senokuyiqhenya noma kanjani akangeke ungabazi ngokuthi isono sempigogo ke sihamsana nesono semcabango emibi, umuntu afise angene emcabangweni emibi.
When a person becomes proud and you see that pride in a person, you don't have to doubt that together with it is the sin of lust.
Noma umdala noma ungakanani ushadile ungashadile mase ke kwangena nje impigogo empilweni yakho noma kanjani inkanuko zizokuhlupha ngenye indlela.
Doesn't matter whether you're young or old, married or unmarried, when that sin of pride enters, then it's no doubt that the sin of lust will trouble the same person. So wherever we are, whether even if you're not here present, there where you are, won't you stand up together with us? We are here in the auditorium and we're going to sing a song together.
As
a young person, When we sang this, that through the blood of the Lord Jesus, we'll be saved.
Uma kuqulwa ngo 1963 ngithi mina ling igazi lemvana selingangisindisa.
When in 1963, I was still a young boy at that time, and I thought, can I be saved by the blood of the Lamb?
Lingawenza kanjani lo msebenzi ukuthi sindise inhliziyo yami lelo gazi lemvana?
How can the blood of a lamb save me and do something in my heart?
Kodwa ngenkathi ngizinikele enkosini ngalibona igazi lemvana ukuthi liyawenza umsebenzi.
But when I then gave my life to the Lord and I turned to him, I experienced that in my own life, how the blood of the lamb cleansed me and saved me.
Nalapho kuthiwa eGolgotha yabethelwa imvana ngithi mina angithi yabethelwa yilabo hayi mina.
And then when it was sung that there at Golgotha the lamb was slain and crucified, I used to say, well, those people who were there, they crucified him, not me.
Kodwa lapho sengilizwe selingihlaba enhlizweni ngakuzwa nami ukuthi impela eGolgotha yabethelwa imvana.
But when the word pierced my heart, I then realized I was also guilty, and I'm guilty of crucifying the lamb on Golgotha.
Lapho ngibuza kumfundisi Stephen ngithi awungitshele mina ke ngoba ngangekho kulezo ikhathi ngabe ngayibethela kanjani inkosi na.
When I spoke to Reverend Stephen and I said, how can it be? I wasn't even present there in Golgotha. At Golgotha, how could I be guilty of his death?
Wathi ngokona kwakho wenza izono uyayibethela isibili inkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
And then he said, through your sinning and continuing with your sin, you are crucifying the Lord Jesus afresh.
Lapho ke leselingihlaba ke izwi lenkosi nami ngezwa ukuhlanzwa ezonweni.
And then the word of the Lord pierced my heart and I experienced his blood cleansing my heart.
Golgotha yabethelwa imvana. Golgotha, Golgotha, Golgotha.
Brethren, indeed, it is so true. It doesn't matter to which nation you belong to, black, white, colored, Indian, no matter who you may be, but there on the cross, Jesus was crucified for your and my sin.
La lulukhulu lolo suku engasindiswa ngalo.
Great was that day on which I was saved.
Now ungasho njalo uthi lalolukhulu usuku lapho umemukela inkosi uyikhetha inkosi lalolukhulu sindiswa okunamhlanje ubizwa ngokuthi ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulunkulu.
And you can identify with that as well, where you can say, great and memorable was that day when you were saved from your sin, when you surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ and he became your savior.
Lapho umdivorce uSathane ukhetha uJesu ukuthi manje sengisubizwa ukuthi usumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Lalo lukhulu lolo suku nawe owasindiswa ngalo.
When you divorced Satan and you chose the Lord Jesus Christ and you became a child of God, great was that day.
Asithanda se.
Shall we pray?
Siyakumema uNkulunkulu wethu be phakathi kwethu.
We invite you, O Lord, to be in our midst. Please speak to us through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Sizofunda incwadi yokuqala ngasegcineni kaJohane.
Now we'll read from the first book or the first letter of John towards the end.
Lana ke sihloko seBhayibheli lami la isihloko esenkonzo engiyipha yona ukuthi ukuma ekhulweni okuyikho.
And in my Bible, it says, standing in the true faith.
Ukuma ekholweni okuyikho.
Standing in the true faith.
Sizozwa ukuthi ukuma ekholweni okuyikho ikhona kuyikuphi.
And we'll hear what it means to stand in the true faith.
Uzwezwela ke nawe ulalela ukuthi usekholweni okuyikho noma usekholweni ongeyikho.
And when we read this, you'd be able to discern whether you are in the true faith or in some other kind of faith. For God's word is like a mirror for our lives. So 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. About walking in the light.
Ukuthi ngabe wena umntwana kaNkuluNkulu uhamba ekhanyeni noma cha.
Whether you as a child of God are walking in the light or not, you can see it and discern for yourself.
Kodwa uzozwa izwi lona ukuthi libeka kanjani indaba kumuntu ongahambi ekhanyeni.
And then you hear what the word says about someone who does not walk in the light.
Ohamba ekhanyeni uzomuzo lezwi ukuthi libeka kanjani indaba.
And one who walks in the light, how that person walks.
Lithike nanti izwi esalizwa kuye sanishumayeza lona lokuthi uNkulunkulu ungukhanya ubumnyama bokho kuye naye na kuye.
This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Siliphinde nanti izwi esalizwa kuye sanishumayeza lona lokuthi uNkulunkulu ungukhanya ubumnyama abukho kuye nakanye.
Let's repeat it. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Sesiyezwa ke manje ukuthi izwi lithini lithi uma sihamba ekukhanyeni sinokukhanya ngoba ubumnyama abukho kuyena uNkulunkulu.
So we hear that if we walk in dark and light, there should be no darkness, because in him is no darkness.
Verse 2, uma sithi sinenhlanganyelo naye sibe sihamba ebumnyameni sinamanga asenze iqiniso.
And then verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
Ukuhamba ebumnyameni ilokho ukuthi uthi umfundisi noma umzalwane kodwa ubusahamba indlela zobumnyama.
Now that can be that you call yourself a minister of the gospel, a preacher, or even a Christian, but in the same time you're walking in darkness.
Abantu bahamba beyinyangeni befuna ukuthi ibandla lande. Abanye bahambe inyangeni ukuthi umuntu umfundisi abe nesithunzi aqiniswe ngokuyinyanga.
Some people even go to witch doctors where they want to get muti to help that the members in the church will increase, the number will increase, or maybe that people will have respect for them and fear them.
Yilokho ke okutholakala ukuthi labo abantu basahamba ebumnyameni ngoba ngeke ubabone behambe emini bazokhokhoba ebusuku bengabona umuntu beyinyangeni.
But those people are walking in darkness, spiritual darkness and even literal darkness, because those things they do not do during broad daylight, they'll go at night slyly slinking off to those people and going and doing that.
Kuvesi lesikhombisa lethi kepha uma sihambe ekhanyeni njengalokhu yena uqobo esekhanyeni khona-ke sinenhlanganelo omunye nomunye negazi likaJesu indodana yakhe liyakusihlambulula ezonweni zonke.
Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin.
Yilowo umsebenzi wendodana kaNkulunkulu eyawehlelayo yehla ingena ngentombi uMaria ukube nayo mayizelwe sizelwe kube yona esikwazi ukusindiswa ngayo ezonweni zethu.
That is the purpose for which the Son of Man became flesh, entering into Mary and being born as a human being into this world, that he may save us like this.
Ufike kumuntu uma ukhuluma naye ukuthi awudingi ukulungisa athi anginasono.
And then you speak to somebody and you tell him, don't you need to make something right with God and confess your sin? And they respond, I don't have any sin.
Manje usuyingilosi yini uma usuthi awunasono?
Have you become an angel that you can say and claim you've got no sin?
Awuzeke uverse 8 uthi uphendula uthi uma sithi asinasono siyazikhohlisa neqiniso alikho kithi. Uma sizivume izono zethu uthembekele ulungile ukuba asithethelele izono asihlambulule kukho konke okungalungi.
Now let's listen to the response of God's word to that. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Ubazi ngalokho-ke abasindisiwe ngokuhlanza izono zabo nokuvuma izono zabo.
That is how you see who those are that are saved, by those who come for their sins to be cleansed. Now, you personally, when last were your sins cleansed? Even by you going to somebody and apologizing and saying, you know, so and so, I'm sorry for what I did, or I'm sorry for the way I spoke. I shouldn't have done it like that. That is part of this.
I was so happy
when I saw a young child of the age of 6 or 7, a little white child coming and confessing their sin. And I say, my, those parents, they can be so happy. They are so privileged and blessed to have a child starting to confess their sins at such a young age.
And
it wasn't written down for them that they had to come and say a few things and just give a list of things. No, that child with their own mouth confessed and said, I did this, I did this. Please pray for me that the Lord will forgive me. And I said, what a privilege to receive the gospel at such a young age. Just as we also received the gospel at a young age of the age of 13.
I guess the manje umnyalo omusha.
And now we go to the new commandment, and that is in chapter
2, verse 9.
So please bear with me if I refer to a number of chapters, even if, though we don't read all of it.
And
I will just refer to various scriptures and jump to those verses. And when you have time back at home, you can fill in by reading the verses in between.
Lowo othi usekhanyeni ebezonto umzalwane wakhe useminyameni kuze kube kalokhu.
Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness.
Lo muntu othi usekhanyeni ebezonda umzalwane wakhe usebumnyameni kuze kube kalokhu.
That person who says he's in the light and yet he hates his brother, that person is in darkness till now.
Awuzibuze nje wena inzondo onayo ukuthi ayikho inekuzondeni abazalwane. Khulunywa ngabazalwane la ukuthi ba kukhona ukuthi umzalwane kusuzonda umzalwane wakho kalokhu.
Ask yourself the question, isn't there any brother in the faith whom you hate?
Usemnyameni uhambe bomnyameni nanti izulibeka ngisobala ukuthi uma umzonda akethi uzonda abazali bakho uzonza odadewenu uzonda omakhelwane iBhayibheli noma bekholwa lithi ke wena usebumnyameni.
Now listen to what the Bible says of you. It says that you are still in darkness. If you hate your parents, your brother or your sister or some other brother or sister in the Lord, then you are in darkness.
Verse 11, lithi kepha ozonda umzalwane wakhe usebumnyameni uhambe bumnyameni akazi lapho eya khona ngokuba ubumnyama buphuthisekisile amehlo akhe.
Verse 11, but whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going.
Hey, isimanga lesukuthi umuntu ethi umzalwane akaziboni ukuthi njobe hamba nje ngokomoya uphuphutsekisile amehlo akhe akaboni la yakhona.
Can you think that, can you imagine that a person calling themselves a Christian may yet walk in darkness and their eyes are blinded and they don't realize it?
Mhlawumbe uthanda ukwelulekwa, awufuni ukusizwa, uyabazonda abakusizayo bekusiza ngokomoya, noma bethi yeke into ethile wena uyayithanda, zihlole lapho ukuthi wena awukho wena ubumnyameni ngoba uyabazonda.
And you don't want to be helped. You hate those who want to help you when they want to correct you. And they say, leave this, leave that way, and you go against that. Ask yourself, are you not in darkness?
It's,
and it says, your eyes have been blinded. You do not see, you do not even see that this person is correcting you about something which is a sin in your life.
Sibuze. Ngishilo ngathi linjengesibuko lelizwe awuzibuke nawe uthi ngempela ngempela umkhonza uNkulunkulu akukho inomzondayo empilweni yakho.
I said this word is like a mirror to us, and we ought to look at this word and look at ourselves in comparison and see, do we not perhaps hate our brother?
Bese lithi kuverse 12 eshomu nambi lithi inilobela nina abantwanyana ngokuba nithethelwele izono ngenxa yegama lakhe.
Verse 12, I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake.
Yezwa-ke, khulunywa njalo ngabo abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, bathethelele izono zabo, bazihlanzile izono zabo, babizwa ukuthi ba abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Now do you hear that those who have come to the Lord for the forgiveness of sins and for being cleansed, they are his little children. But then there are some that have hatred, that have grudges. But they say and claim their sins have been forgiven.
Verse 13, lithi ke, nginilobela nina boyise ngokuba niyamazi yena okhona kwasekuqaleni. Nginilobela nina zinsizwa ngokuba ninqobile omubi. Nginilobela bantwanyana ngokuba niyamazi uyise. Nginilobela boyise ngokuba niyamazi yena okhona kwasekuqaleni. Nginilobela zinsizwa ngokuba niyamazi izwi likaNkulunkulu lihlala yini. Ninqobile omubi.
And then I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
Listen to our song, it says, Abu Baba.
This word includes all of us, fathers, young men, children, We who call ourselves children of God. Now, how can hatred then have any place in our hearts and lives? And then it follows a warning against loving the world.
Just
look at the love for money that there is in the world, and even among so-called children of the Lord, you find that, and this word warns against that.
And you
see the way they go about things, their behavior, their conduct, their way of walking, their way of dressing, all of that, it just spells out the world.
And
some person spoke on the radio this morning and speaking to and addressing young women and saying, just look at the way that you are getting dressed now, how the length of your skirts are getting shorter and shorter. And she said, she spoke to the mothers and said, where are those seeking for the truth?
And
she was even amazed that a particular minister had the teaching that when they buy and put on these hair extensions, they've got to pray while they do it. Well, as she was amazed, I'm amazed at that teaching.
And
she then said, I think that if that minister thinks that if he should rebuke that which they are doing, that he'll lose his church members.
But
you leaders of the church and you parents, if you see something wrong, don't keep quiet about it. Rebuke and reprimand. If you see your child getting dressed in a way that they shouldn't, rebuke that child.
Verse
15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
And
I spoke about lust at the beginning. That's why you are troubled by lust, because you are wearing worldly clothing.
And that's
why you think you are so attractive and you like yourself and your appearance in the mirror because there's worldliness in your heart.
And
you get people that spend ages in front of the mirror looking at themselves from all angles. Oh my, the pride and the peacock that will trouble that person. And now we see today, with all of this, that the coming of our Lord Jesus is nigh. Loving money, loving themselves while they are in the church, and we see that the world is ruling in the church. And then we go to verse
18.
And the heading in my Bible says, the coming of the Antichrist. That is close at hand, and the spirit of the Antichrist is already here. And the way that you perhaps serve the Lord in the way that you are doing it already indicates that you've got the spirit of the Antichrist. But you call yourself a child of God. You call yourself a brother, a Christian. And you call yourself holy before God. But there are signs indicating that you are like the Antichrist. And then it says, children, that's verse 18, it's the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us. Do you hear that? They went out from us.
Verse 19, Bapuma giti, kota babega sibo abagiti, ngokuba uma babega bagiti, babe bayakuhlala nathi. Kota bapuma uguze babonakalisa ukuthi bonke abasibo bakithi.
They went out from us, verse 19, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But
how?
They went out that it might become plain that they are not from us.
Inganekwane nile ngishoyo.
Now, is this a fairy tale which I'm telling you here?
Abantu abaphuma kithi.
These people who've gone out from us, who are with us, they are the ones now living this life.
At
the time when John wrote this, there were people that had been with him and that went out from them, just as we are experiencing at this time. John was a real man, able to boldly say, they were amongst us as if they belonged to us, and yet they were not of us. And it's exactly what we've experienced and which we are experiencing.
Verse 20, Nina ninokugcotshwa okuvela kongcwele niyazi konke.
And then verse 20, but you have been anointed by the Holy One and you have all knowledge.
Umusundisiwe walibamba ivangeli walibamba wangalidedela unjengomuntu ogcotshiwe.
And you all have knowledge. If you are somebody that have received the gospel and you've held on to it, then this is you. Those who have been anointed by the Holy One.
Kodwa mangabe nawe ungene nje noma wangena ngefastela uthi hayi uyangena nje ungomunye nawe kade unathi waphuma ngale fastela wangaphuma ngumnyango.
But if you came in through the window, then you are not truly part of us and you leave through the window.
Banjani abakade benathi impilo sebeyiphila manje?
What kind of lives are those living who are once upon a time amongst us?
I say, O
God, have mercy on me, that I may never be numbered amongst them.
Are there
amongst us those who love us and those who don't love us? Who live that kind of a life? Some now already choose in their hearts and minds who it is that they think is able to preach that they will listen to. And then they say in their hearts, oh my, I wish it was so-and-so who took the service and not so-and-so. Those people are not of us. Those people are not one with us. It would be better that they take their bags and leave. Now, we hear it. It's in our ears. And if I would tell you and mention to you who it would be, who it is, you'd be amazed. But the revival came amongst us and through us, black people. A nation that is looked down upon and despised, just as I'm being looked down upon as I stand at the pulpit. I'd prefer to be nothing than to be deemed to be something. Just as Jesus died for us, even though we were nothing, that we may be called the children of God. Now, if you are proud about your education, now listen, I don't say education in itself is bad, but if you are proud because of that, you won't get anywhere spiritually. Because the spirit of the peacock is in you, and that pride and arrogance is in you.
Verse 21.
I write to you, not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth.
And
a person will say, you know what? I never did this. I never did it. And they're
lying.
And a person will ask him, are you sure? And a person will assure that with tears in their eyes that they never did it. And after some time, the truth comes to light, they did it.
Maybe
it's when it's maybe inquired about a young boy and a young girl. Don't you have a relationship? And then they say, the girl will say, no, not at all. And maybe the parents deal with it and they go into it and they're really troubled about it. And then maybe the boy comes out with the truth and says, no, she's lying. The truth is, we've got a relationship. Now, in the time of Peter, with Ananias and Sapphira, who so to say just told a white lie, they fell down dead and died because of it. Don't say, well, I'm lying, And I haven't died yet.
Ngokomoya sunjengofile ngokomoya.
Because spiritually you are dead.
Verse 22. Ngubani ongumqabimanga uma kungesiye ophika ukuthi uKristu unguKristu, uJesu unguKristu na? Verse 22.
Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ?
Ngubani ongumqambimanga uma kungesiye ophika ukuthi uJesu unguKristu?
Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ?
Nguye ongumphika uKristu ophika uyise nendodana.
This is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son.
Kanti ma unkambamanga uphika uNkulunkulu uyise uphika nendodana futhi.
When you lie, you are busy denying the Father and the Son.
Qaphelani bazalwane nini nisathi manikhuluma nifake itswayi nifake usawuthi njalo manixoxa nifake amanga. Qaphelani ukuthi ngalokho ngeke ube nokuthembeka ngoba ungumphika uKristu khona lapho uma wenze njalo nenoyise nendodana.
Beware of it, brethren, lest you add some spices to your talking, and you add some exaggerations, and that which is not true, because by that you've got the spirit of the Antichrist, and you're denying the Father and the Son.
Verse 23, Ilo nalo ophika indodana akanaye uyise, ovuma indodana unaye uyise.
Verse 23, no one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also.
Yezwake umumphika uKristu umphika uyise awunayo uNkulunkulu. Kodwa mangabe ungamphiki uKristu unoyise unendodana futhi enhlizweni.
Do you hear that? If you deny the Lord Jesus Christ, you do not have God. But if you confess the Son, the Lord Jesus, you have the Father also.
Ngiyaleqa ke manje lendaba ke sengishiyela kwena ke ngesinye sibathi homework umsebenzi wakho ufana uwenze.
Now I'm leaving this topic here. You can go and read it further like and do it like homework.
Isahluko sesithathu.
Chapter 3.
Hayi liyangijabulisa ke leli.
Now this really brings me joy.
Nawe umzalwane uzolizwa kuba mnandi enhlizweni.
And you as a child of the Lord will experience how sweet it will be to you as well. And the heading says, the sign of the children of God. God's children have a mark or a sign. And through that mark, you can see that person as a child of God. And you will never be confused whether that person is a child of God or not. Now you see, I'm really perspiring here in the front, but I'm showing respect by holding on my jacket. Otherwise, because of the heat, I would have taken it off. But some people don't show respect when they come into a service. They go into a service without a jacket, just with a shirt. Now, in court, when you would attend court, you'd normally go dressed formally, wearing a jacket. I don't know nowadays though, it's long last that I've been in court. And by that, you're showing respect to the magistrate. And some pray, and they cannot show respect to God in their prayer. And that's maybe why their prayers aren't even heard. What would you say to a person who's going to bed to sleep and he says, Lord Jesus, please be with me now as I sleep. Amen. That prayer ends right there at the ceiling.
fanele uthi uhloniphe uthi uye enkonzweni.
Now even if you attend a service, you ought to show the necessary respect.
Bonakala ukuthi uyahlonipha.
That one can see you are showing respect.
Ngoba unophawu lokuthi wena ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Because you've got that mark that you're a child of God.
Benzothi nje ngisukumalana ibhanti ngilishiye lapha ngathi akalithatha unkosikazi emva kwalokho iyembe sengilikhiphela ngaphandle sengime ngiyashumayela njalo.
Now, what would you say if I were just here from the front, take off my jacket, give it to my wife, and then I even take out my shirt and let it hang out of my pair, my trousers, and then preach like that?
Fanele sibe nophawu ukuthi hey singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
We ought to have that mark that we are a child of God.
Omunye wesifazane uzofaka into egcina la esikekile imkhono yakhe engasenhla nokwehlombe uvele ngishiye ihlombe kodwa ebethu yenkonzweni.
And then you get some women with tops that just have shoulder straps or very short sleeves that even show the shoulder, and they go off to service like that.
Omunye enkonzweni gqoka amabhlukwe kodwa ubizo engowesifazane.
And some women will even attend service with pants.
Omunye gqoke imfishane njalo uthi yokudumisa uNkulunkulu.
Some wear short dresses and they say they're worshiping and praising God. Tell me, where is the sign or the mark there that you're a child of God? I know the truth is bitter. But we ought to speak the truth, rather than that we stand before God one day and he calls us to give an account and say, why did you not speak the truth? That's why those who walk with Jesus are hated. And that's why people who speak about Jesus are hated, as they hated our Lord Jesus.
Upetho bayawazi wagcina sebethelwe ethi ningangibetheli njengenkosi ubhekiseni phansi ngoba wayekhuluma iqiniso.
And even Peter was crucified and martyred, but he said, please don't crucify me upright as my Lord. I'm not worthy. Crucify me with my head facing down.
Ngoba wayekhuluma iqiniso azasho uPetro ethi akufanele umuntu afane nenja ethi sihlanzele bebuyele emhlanzweni bayo.
Because Peter boldly spoke the truth. He said you should not be like a dog who goes back to its vomit.
Hayi ukuthi umuntu uhlushwa yiselfoni noma uhlushwa ikhompyutha ugijima abuke izithombe ezinqono khona lapho futhi ubuyela kukho lowo muntu ubuyela emhlanzweni bakhe.
Don't be like somebody who watches pornography on their cell phone and maybe on their computer, and then they go and they confess it and they make it right, and then just after that they go back to it again. That person is like a dog going back to his vomit. And after that a person will even defile themselves. That's a stench in the sight of God. Because that is the life of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Because in Isaiah
59, we read that their hands are stained with blood and with guilt, but our hands ought to be clean and pure before God.
Umuntu angasikhohlise ethi uyintombi nto, kanti ke uhlushwa otikoloshe, akabavumi nalokho ukuthi otikoloshe balala naye, noma umama belala naye.
And maybe a girl who says, I'm a virgin, but she's troubled by evil spirits who come and trouble her at night, tikolosh, and those evil spirits come, and that girl doesn't even confess that, whether you're a girl or a woman. Doesn't
matter.
But if they come to the blood of the Lord Jesus and they bring those things to light, they can be utterly saved from those evil spirits.
Now,
just here, chapter 3, verse 1.
Bhekani othando olungaka asinika lona ubaba lokuba sithiwe singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu futhi sibo.
See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are.
Ya othando olungaka asithanda ngalo uNkulunkulu wathuma indodana ukuthi sibizwe ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
What love has the Father loved us with that he sent his only begotten Son that we may be called the children of God?
Wasithanda uNkulunkulu ngothando olukhulu ukuthi athume indodana yakhe enguJesu Kristu kuze sibizwe ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
God loved us with a great love to such an extent that he sent his only begotten Son to save us that we may be called the children of God.
Kuthi khona lapho kubonakala uphawu lokuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu noma ubani asibone ngempilo zethu ukuthi ngempela laba bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And then right there we have that mark on us that we are children of God, and whoever looks at us can testify to that. That person is truly a child of God.
Ngalokho iza alisazi ngokuba alimazanga yena. Bathandekelo manje singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kepha akabonakala siyakuba yikho. Siyazi ukuthi nxa ibonakaliswa siyakuba njengaye.
The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared.
Kuthi uma ibonakaliswa siyokuba njengaye.
But when he comes, we shall be like him.
Uma sesifika ngale ezulwini siyokubonakala sesinjengaye uKristu.
When we get to heaven, we see him when he appears, we shall be like him.
Kuba simanga bazalwane lapho sesibona iNkosi Jesu isisemukela noma sesithola leyo mqhele. Sesohlala esihlalweni sakhe sobukhosi ngoba kuthiwa onqobile uJesu siyohlala naye njengoba yena wanqoba.
And how amazing that will be when we see our Lord and Master, and when we receive our crowns, and we are seated on the throne together with him. Because the Bible says those who are victorious will be seated on the throne with him.
Singakanani ke leso sihlalo umhlaba wonke jikelele kodwa uya kuleso sihlalo sobukhosi onqobayo esela emhlabeni.
How great is that throne? If you can imagine how great the world is, but all those who have conquered will be seated with Christ on his throne.
Kuthiwa banalelo themba bayanqoba njengoba naye wanqoba. Uma sesifika le siyokuhlala esihlalweni esikhulu naye uJesu laya ahlele kuso njoba wanqoba esela emhlabeni.
And they have this hope in them, and they are victorious just as he is victorious, and because they were victorious they will be seated with him on his throne.
Verse 3, bonke abanalelo themba kuye bayazihlambulula njengalokhu yena ehlambulukile.
In verse 3, and everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure.
Yezwa ke abanalelo themba bayazihlambulula njengoba yena ehlambulukile.
Do you hear that? Everyone who has that hope in them, they purify themselves just as he is pure.
Uma wena uzihlanza uvuma izono zakho, unalelo themba nawe ukuthi ngalolo suku yobusu njengayo usihlangabeza iNkosi yamakhosi.
If you are busy purifying yourself, confessing your sin, then you have this hope in you that when he appears, you shall be like him.
Likhona kuweni ithemba noma likhi ithemba uhleli nje usulahlile ithemba kodwa abanalelo themba bayazihlambulula njengoba yena ehlambulukile.
Do you still have that hope in you, or have you lost that hope? But those who have that hope, they are busy purifying themselves.
Verse 4, bonke abenza isono bayeqa nomthetho ngokuba isono singukweqa umthetho.
Verse 4, everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness.
Verse 13, uthando labazalwane ke manje.
And then if we go to verse 13, it speaks about the love of the brethren.
yezwa ke manje sekufanele sizwe ke manje othando ke labazalwane kufanele bebe nalo.
And now we get to that love which we ought to have as brethren.
Isifundiso lenkonzo umanilalela.
Now if you listen to this message and you see what I'm driving at, you'll notice it's a teaching.
Verse 13, ningamangali bazalwane uma izwe linzonda.
Verse 13, do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you.
Abakuzondi wena emndenini wakho. Lapho usuthi wena uyahlukana nezinto, wena usufisa ukuphila le mpilo le oyaziyo wena ukuthi ngenkathi ngibika nje ekhaya ukuthi cha, ngiyahlukana nokuthi nokuthi. Injani inzondo lapho?
Now, don't you experience that even in your own family? When you turned against sin and from that old lifestyle and you said you want to serve the Lord, are there no people in your family who hate you?
Verse 15, the law was on the mzalane wakhe, ungumbulali. Niyazi ukuthi akukho umbulali onokuphila okuphakade ohlezi kuye.
Verse 15, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
Nayindaba enkulu bazalwane, nayibona nje.
Now, here is this great matter. Do you hear it, brethren?
How can't man himself himself know I'm saying umbulele?
That if you hate your brother, that you've murdered him.
I said, Pindle, somebody said, Lord, Zond, umzala, no, ake, umbulali, niyazi ukuthi akukho umbulali onokuphila okuphakade okuhlezi kuye.
Now, let's just repeat this. Perhaps you didn't grasp it. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
Alelanga.
Now listen.
Ungaphendukezeli izinto.
Don't turn things upside down.
Musheyake kuya kumzalwane manje.
Don't now go to your brother.
Lo mzondayo.
The one that you hate.
Yeah, sonke lesikhathi bekuzona uthi usuzovuma kene uthi ngizosho ukuthi bengukuzonda sonke lesisikhathi.
And now you say, you know, I just want to come and confess to you. All this time I've been hating you.
Akufanele uye kuyena.
Don't do that.
Ungakwenzi.
Don't do it.
Hamba wena kumlungisisi wakho.
You go to your counselor.
Noma kulezi nombolo zemfihlakalo.
Or maybe phone that secret number if you can't see somebody in person.
Ungamlaleli nje umkhokheli lo uma ekhokhela njengoba kumzonda ke hambe oxolisa kuyena ukuthi uyamzonda.
And don't listen to the counselor who perhaps tells you, now as you hated that person, go to that person and confess it to that person personally.
Uzofana nentombazane.
You'll be like a girl.
Uya iyamfaneni.
A girl to a boy.
Eya ngeve ngokuthanda.
And say, hey, you know what? I'm really so in love with you.
Nginalelo phuthe nginalo angeve ngikuthanda.
And I want to come and confess my sin. I'm in love with you.
Kodwa ngicela uNkulunkulu ukuthi angithethelele ukuthi ngiyakuthanda.
But I pray that God will forgive me that I love you.
Inganekwane leyo.
No, that's a fairy tale.
Uzoloke hamba le mfane lokho ejele intombazane ethi iyangithanda.
That boy will go around saying, you know what? That girl said she loves me.
Ungamlaleli nje umuntu okululeka kanjalo ethi ke njengoba bothu uyamthanda sibanibani hamba kuye kuyena uzosho ukuthi ubumthanda. Ayikho leli nye ivangeli leli. Akulona leli ivangeli thina esashunyayizwa lona.
Don't listen to that. If somebody tells you, go to the boy and confess it to that boy. That's not the gospel that we have received.
Ho, ungazi ukugijima emfaneni yentombazaneni ukuthi ngicela ukukhuluma nawe. Ngicela ukukutshela ukuthi ngiyakuthanda.
Can you as a boy go and run to a girl and say, you know what, I must tell you, I must confess, I love you.
Lezo zinto siyayikhuza ngoba zizinhle.
No, we rebuke such things. Those things are not good and right.
Ungasho ukuthi cha uNkulunkulu phela okhulume nami ukuthi ufanele ngikwenze. Cha akuyena uSathane lokutshela lokuthi sungayoxolisa kumkakho ukuthi sonke lesikhathi imkami ngiyakuzonda.
No. Don't say, well, it's the Lord that tells me I must do it. Mm. It's not the Lord. It's the devil himself. You can't go to your wife and say, oh, my wife, all this time I've been hating you.
Ah, yelinye ivangeli lelo.
That's a different gospel.
Ungayenzi izinto ezinjengalezo. Usuzoba umdukisi ke.
Don't do things like that.
Wena mluleki, usufana nomdukisi odukisa abazalwane.
And if you, as an advisor or counselor, give such advice, then you misleading God's children.
Ngihlusha imicabango ntombazane angilali ebusuku ngicabanga wena nje ukuthi sishade nawe.
The boy comes to the girl and he says, oh, I'm so troubled by lustful thoughts. I think about you the whole night long. I can't sleep.
Cha,
No, that's another gospel, the gospel that comes from the pit of hell, from Satan. Don't do that kind of thing. The one who hates his brother is in darkness or is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. This is what my Bible plainly says. That person has no eternal life abiding in them.
Now
you heard what I said at the beginning, where I heard of the certain minister who is instructing his congregation that when they put on these hair extensions, they've got to do it prayerfully. But now listen to what it says here in chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. We've got to test the spirits during this time of the Antichrist, whether that spirit is of God or not.
Verse 2, yazini umoya kaNkulunkulu ngalokhu bonke omoya abavuma ukuthi uKristu uJesu Kristu ufikile enyameni bangaba kaNkulunkulu lowo umoya ongamvuma uJesu akasiyo okaNkulunkulu lowo ungumphiki uKristu enezwe ngaye ukuthi oyenza nakalokhu usefikile ezweni.
By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus, or that does not confess Jesus, is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and is now in the world already. Now that is how it is in this time, these last days of the Antichrist, where people come and they say they are prophets, they are ministers of God, and they are false prophets.
And those
in the olden days, they were called prophets. Nowadays, they're called ministers.
Verse 4.
Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. God is great. If he is in you, then you are walking with somebody who is great and awesome in you, in your heart. And nobody can take the Lord Jesus out of your heart. Now we went to services during a very difficult time when, we attended those services in the tent, we were forbidden to go
there.
But God was in us, and they couldn't take him out of our hearts, and we would even secretly go to those services and attend them. Some Some were even beaten for the fact that they were attending services, but due to the fact that they had received the Lord Jesus into their hearts, they couldn't get him out of them.
Uhamba nomuntu omkhulu kabi obuhamba noNkulunkulu.
You are going with somebody great within you because you're walking with God.
Bese kuverse lesithupha ke manje.
And then verse 6.
Thina singabaka uNkulunkulu omaziyo uNkulunkulu uyasizwa.
We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us.
Njoba nilalele nje manimazi uNkulunkulu kule ntshule ngitshumayelo leyami niyangiyizwa ukuthi ngithini khuluma lomlingo.
Now just as you are listening to us, if you know God, then you will understand and grasp this message as I speak to you.
Uma kushunyayelwa ngeintsuku zamasonto noma ngaziphi intsuku noma phakathi nentsuku uma ungakaNkulunkulu yezwa ukuthi kuthiwani.
And even if it's preached on other Sundays or during the week, if you know God, you will listen to the message and you will hear and understand it. And then it continues, wherever is not from God does not listen to us. Whoever is not from God, that person doesn't listen and doesn't understand us. Because that person doesn't belong to God. He doesn't understand us. Maybe you are troubled as you're listening and you say, well, I hear the message, but I don't understand what it's all about. Well, examine your heart that if you were then, perchance, if you would reach heaven, would you understand the Lord Jesus when he spoke?
UNgokaNkulunkulu noma cha?
Do you belong to God or not?
Lingithintile futhi kweindawo luthi thina sizwelwe sizelwe uNkulunkulu.
Now, it really touched me when I read that we are born of God.
Hawu, kanti masiphenduka siba abantwana baNkulu sizalwa uNkulunkulu.
My, when we repent, when we turn to God and we are born again, are we born of God? Is it God who has given birth to us, brethren? If we are born of God, how can there be hatred or not loving one another? That I, as a black person, can have any discrimination or apartheid against a white brother.
Manje uJesu wami ngabe ukhona kanjani uma mina ngingontsundu nginobandlululo komhlophe nginobandlululo ngaphakathi.
What kind of Jesus do I have in my heart as a black Christian if I would have something against my white brother?
Uma mina uma wena ungomhlophe luthi ukhona uJesu uma ngabe kusekhona ubandlululo kubantu abantsundu.
Now tell me, you call yourself a Christian, you're right. Do you truly have Jesus in you if you've still got something against your black brother because they're
black?
Now tell me, how are you going to be with your black brethren in the same heaven if you've got apartheid in your heart? There's one hell. There's one heaven. There's one God whom we serve. One Satan. Now, can those be at loggerheads with each other? Do you experience that absolute unity with your fellow brother, as God's word says, we ought to be one?
Umevelele into nangu u sponsor kuba Pretorius. U Pretorius eshayise imoto yakhe ishayise ishayisekile. Ngifanele ngimkhalele ngenhliziyo nti awu kwabhlungu imoto yakhe ishayisiwe.
For example, if Pretorius's car has had an accident, I should have sympathy with him and say, but my, I feel sorry for you. that this happened to you.
Uma sehamba ngemoto engayijwayele ukuyibona sengizothi ngiyakubongela ngoba usunemoto entsha osunemoto ngiyakubongela.
And then maybe you see a person, your fellow brother, driving a car, maybe a different car, a better car, that you can rejoice with your brother and say, I'm so happy for you that you got this car.
Hayi ukuthi uyalunga kube kuhle ukuthi ishayise ipoqo ngabe iboqoke kakhulu.
Not that you're jealous and you say, hey, bye, I wish they had an accident, that their car would be damaged. And if my brother or sister, if they're unwell, that I have sympathy in my heart and I feel for them, oh, may they get better soon. That is the mark that you truly a child of God. Ask yourself the question, do you have that mark in you that you are truly a child of God? Those who have this hope in them, they are cleansing themselves and as He is pure day and night. For when He appears, we shall be just like Him. Those who are sinning, they are indulging in lawlessness, as God's word says. Now, have you seen yourself in the mirror of God's word as to where you stand, what your life is like? Have you looked and searched the corners of your heart to see how you stand before God? Now you've heard, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer, and eternal life does not abide in you. Shall we pray? Lord, thank you for your word. Please help us, O Lord. May we walk in your way as we ought. And Lord, if we see and find anything that isn't right, that we'll put it right. Because Lord, we have heard that those who have this hope in them purify them.